I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers, and you know what makes me mad? When insurance companies deny your claim for no good reason. That's why people call me. I'm the lawyer insurance companies don't want to deal with. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors took down the Charlotte Hornets by a score of 123-103. On Sunday night at, I don't even know what the Hornets Arena is called anymore. It's not a very memorable arena, if that's for sure. It was a breeze throughout the game. There was a little bit of concern when the Raptors fell down 10-0. It being a 1 p.m. game, that does tend to happen to the road game, to the road opponent. But, you know, the Raptors, like, they turn it around. Dwayne Casey called timeout. He told his players, "Bro, I just told you guys that we got to be careful, come out strong. Y'all did none of that." And the Raptors were like, "All right, fine, we'll play hard." And the result was never in doubt. And that's weird to say against the Hornets, since this is a team that's sort of been a thorn in the Raptors' side for a long time. And, you know, they annoy and struggle. It's always harder than it needs to be against the Hornets. You know, whether it's like Frank Kaminsky going off or Jeremy Lin going off, shout out to Jeremy, get well soon, bro. Kemba Walker going off all the time, Gerald Henderson. Like, that's why the award is called the Gerald Henderson Award, is because Gerald Henderson used to kill the Raptors as a member of the Hornets. Biombo used to play his ass off when he was there. Jeremy Lamb. I mean, like, it's just all sorts of random players. Yeah, it's another sign of progress that the Raptors don't trip up on these opponents that they're not supposed to, because the Raptors are way better than the Hornets, and they showed it tonight. They crushed them, basically. After that 10-0 run, the Raptors came back, erased the deficit almost immediately. DeMar DeRozan was great early on in the game. He established himself going to the basket. His first five shots of the game were all at the rim, and he scored them. And that was when the Hornets tried to guard him one-on-one. He has a history of bullying this dude, Graham, Travion Graham, and, you know, DeMar going reverse layups, single coverage. DeMar's going to score. The Hornets adjusted their coverages. You know, they started pressuring DeMar more off the catch. They started sending more help with the big. And once that happened, DeMar was able to parlay that off into a lot of assists for Jonas, JV, and DeRozan tonight. Connecting at least five times, I think. Third quarter was a lot of JV going off, a lot of great passes by DeMar, Lowry sprinkling a couple threes all over the place, Ibaka hitting some mid-range jumpers, getting some putbacks, you know, doing his thing. And, you know, as has been the story for the Raptors of late, in all these blowout wins, it's the bench that comes in and just flattens the opponent, like, on a nightly basis. These five players, I mean, Siakam, CJ Miles, Jakob Poeltl, Van Vliet, and DeLon Wright, they're playing with such crispness, they're executing so, they're just completely in sync. They're very selfless, and, you know, these are platitudes that get applied to teams all the time, but that's really the case with this team. I mean, they sort of embody that. It doesn't really matter who's taking the shot. It doesn't matter who. No, there's no agendas at all. Everyone just helps each other. Everyone is working collectively towards one goal. And it's beautiful to see, man. It really is. The bench comes in. They destroy the Hornets. You know, DeLon Wright is doing some stuff. Van Vliet gets two layups going to the rim. You know, Pascal Siakam is everywhere on defense. His pressuring of the Hornets really stifled their offense for a while. They're getting transition buckets. You know, Siakam getting two in the second quarter there, including an alley-oop. The Hornets still put up a fight. You know, it was close in halftime. Third quarter, Raptors make a couple of adjustments. Dwayne Casey decides to put Ibaka, switching him off of Marvin Williams and onto Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Michael Gilchrist is not an offensive threat at all. I mean, Marvin Williams isn't much one either, but this allowed Ibaka to be closer to the rim and help more at the basket. Hornets couldn't get there as much in the third quarter. Raptors win that quarter 28-19. And, you know, from there on, it was just Honestly, it was a very easy, relaxed game. And even the Raptors, even though the Raptors won by 20, that's not necessarily indicative of how the Raptors played, because it was like 30 points, man. I mean, once the bench came into the fourth quarter, they started raining threes. Like, you know, CJ had a great night off the bench, 24 points. He had a couple of threes in that stretch. Van Vliet hit a three. Siakam even hit a three. I mean, it was a wrap. Basically, it was a wrap. Like, the Raptors, like, they're just in this groove right now where they have two units working great. The starters were fine. Pretty good, I thought, to be honest. A lot of good performances there. And then the bench, they just, like, demolish teams. Like, there's just nothing really stands up to the Raptors bench right now. Like, you know, it wasn't like the 50 pieces that the Raptors bench was consistently serving up to other people, but... You know, when you add up all the extra points from guys like, you know, Richardson that came in, Bebe came in for a layup, like they're, well, they had a little bit quick math here. Yeah, they had 50 again. Like they had 50 points again. Like that's like five straight games where they've had 50 points off the bench. It's wild to see. And it's been very enjoyable to watch the Raptors play this brand of basketball. Pretty much all season, the Raptors have played the style where if they hit threes, it's game over. That's it. Right, the Raptors are going to generate good shots. Same thing with against the Hornets tonight. They played at a great pace. The Hornets, I always felt like the Hornets were playing too fast. They're way better when they play slow. But the Raptors' defense was really stifling them for a while, and so they started trying to play faster, and the Raptors just kind of capitalized on that and turned it into transition opportunities. But also just the Raptors are way better playing at this pace, and they look like it tonight. I mean, Raptors shot 56% from the field. They hit 18 of 37 from deep. That's one of their best nights of the season in terms of shooting threes. And when the Raptors do that, you know, they don't even need free throws. Like last year when the Raptors had big totals, a lot of it was probably because they had 20, 25, 30 free throws. Man, they shot 10 free throws, they hit 7. They still scored 123 points. And they did that off a lot of good ball movement. Like I'm starting to do this thing for my Raptors, the weekly column that I do. And I'm going to start doing something that I started this week, which was just to collect the best assists of that past week. And I already got, like, 5 from this game alone. Like, I had, like, what, 9, 10 for the last, like, 5 games? This game already had, like, 5 assists. And, you know, the Raptors finished with 35 assists, matching a season high tonight. Just a brilliant game all around. I don't know what else to say. It's beautiful to watch this time of basketball. Congrats to Dwayne Casey for 300 wins with the Raptors. He is as deserving of anybody to have that honor, to have that achievement. He's the best coach in franchise history. And honestly, he's one of the leading candidates, if not the leading candidate for Coach of the Year right now. I mean, you're not going to hear a lot of buzz about it because you don't hear a lot of buzz about any Raptors. And, you know, when it comes to coaches, it's usually the brilliant white guy gets it. But, yeah, I mean, Dwayne Casey's case is ironclad, man. This is the same team from last year, essentially, in terms of the major pieces. And he's managed to turn all these major pieces into playing different styles. You look at DeMar DeRozan tonight, 25 points on 10 of 19 shooting, 3 of 6 from deep with 8 assists. I mean, that's everything you've ever wanted out of DeMar. And that all came in 29 minutes, too. Like, DeMar's having a career year. That's come out of Casey. Dwayne Casey's got Lowry and DeMar to change their games. He's gotten the most out of Valanciunas tonight, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists in 24 minutes, 9 of 14 shooting, 2 threes. It's great. His adjustment with Ibaka, moving him to Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, was, you know, didn't need a lot of coaching in this game, but that was a pretty good move that helped the Raptors clinch the result. And then you look at the bench. I mean, they're all young dudes off the bench. He started all year with OG Anunoby in the starting lineup, and, you know, minus the Norman Powell stint for like 10 games. But, like, you look at the whole bench. They're all young players, and it's hard to, you know, bring all these young guys up at once, but all of them have shown improvement throughout the year. They're playing beautifully as a unit. They're one of the best teams in the league. They're like one game behind the Houston Rockets for the second best record in the you know, NBA, and they're tops in the East. It's like Dwayne Casey should get some credit for all that. And if you want to vote him Coach of the Year, I'm right there with you, man. He's done a great job with his roster. It's hard to get established veterans to change, play a new style. They've done that, and tonight is just another sparkling example of what the Raptors have done. And, you know, my hat goes off to Dwayne Casey. Of course, I don't wear hats because my head is way too big. If I had one, Dwayne, you know, hats off to you, buddy. Also, come on, man. Get a tailor with those suits. Like, it's a lot. You don't need to do that. You don't need to wear Shaq's suit all the time. But I'm very happy for Dwayne Casey. In terms of the three stars tonight, the first star goes to DeMar DeRozan. DeMar was excellent early on, going hard to the basket later on in the game, shifting his possessions around, you know, feeding Valanciunas, hitting threes as well. I mean, it's been very pleasant to watch DeMar DeRozan shoot threes this year. I mean, he's shooting 34% overall in the season, which isn't great, but that's not bad, especially considering he's taking like 3.6 a game. And on these nights when he can just step into a three, pull up around the screen and hit that shot, especially since these are not threes like below in the corners and stuff like that, so they're harder because they're longer. 34% is pretty decent. It really is. Especially considering like that's replacing on the long twos he used to take, and he was pretty much hitting like, you know, 34, 35, maybe 38% from long twos. The math really works out in DeRozan's favor, and you know, he's been great. He's also been better at defense of late. Like, there was one play today where he made like a good rotation, and you know, they were pressuring the ball, sending two of the ball, so they were, you know, immediately trying to find the outlet guy, the pressure release valve, and DeMar was able to jump that play, get the steal, get a transition bucket, got a block. But the most important thing with DeMar today was just the assists. I mean, of late, he's been doing this thing where he's like throwing the ball over his shoulder, which I've never seen from him. It's very creative, it's crafty, it looks good, and you know, it's just another sign of DeMar improving. I mean, what more can I say about this man? He's doing everything you want out of him right now. So he gets the first star. He found Valanciunas so many times today. Second star goes to JV. 21 points, 9 of 14 shooting, 2 of 2 from deep. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block in 24 minutes. JV, as usual, played good defense against Dwight Howard. It's nice to have that variety of, you know, against the bigger guys, Valanciunas can be in there. Against some more lethal guys, you know, you can have Pirtle in there. And, you know, Valanciunas tonight, very efficient around the basket. The threes, I mean, no one's really guarding him out there. Very occasionally does someone come out, but he's hitting them, man. Over the last 12 games, JV shooting 57% from deep. That's wild. Like, where did this come from? Where did this come from that JV can suddenly hit threes? And he's doing it well, man. He's doing it well. Matt Devlin is creating himself every single game. He's so proud of his son. And, you know, I think we all are, man. I mean, JV has shown a lot. I mean, even his passing, like the jumper, the best part of the three is that he's able to play more of a face-up game now, which is something that wasn't quite there for him before. And he's able to more efficiently run these dribble handoffs. He's more efficiently able to set screens and find cutters going towards the basket. You know, him and Larry have been pretty good at that. And just JV overall has just looked great. I mean, he's really embraced his role. It doesn't really matter how many minutes he's playing because he's dominating the minutes that he's getting. He's doing everything you want from him defensively in terms of collecting rebounds and being around the basket. Obviously, he's not a great defender, and the Hornets did shoot a lot of jumpers over him, but it doesn't even matter, man. It's because he's doing so well on offense. Like, he's undeniably a positive. He's been a great third scorer for the Raptors for pretty much the last 2 months. So credit to JV. He's really improved of late, and I hope it sustains itself, because JV's had these moments. Like, he's had stretches of confidence, and sometimes he loses it. Sometimes he gets an ankle injury, you know, knock on wood that he's not going to have that. But, you know, I hope he sustains it, because this is going to be really key. And then your third star goes to CJ Miles, 24 points off the bench, two steals, a block, a steal. Two steals, a block, an assist, a rebound, but just 24 points, plus 28, 8 of 11 shooting with a dunk, 6 of 9 shooting from deep, a lot of tough threes. You know, just when he goes off, again, like when the Raptors get three-point shots, they win the game. It's that serious, and it's that it's that simple. And, yeah, CJ, The man's money right now, and he's really found a good groove with the bench. You know, like he's been in the lineup consistently a little bit now. He's still in and out ultimately, but he's really settled in with the bench, and they're looking really nice together. And CJ is a big part of that. So he did all that in 18 minutes. Like he was a plus 28 in 18 minutes. Just take that in, and he had 24 points. It's a good pickup by the Raptors. And then in terms of the Gerald Henderson Award, I mean, it wasn't like much was happening for the Hornets. Let's give it to Jeremy Lamb. 13 points, 2 blocks, 5 of 10 shooting in 19 minutes. He was a minus 22, but he was one of the better players for the Hornets today. Jeremy Lamb. Imagine having to rely on Jeremy Lamb. My team could never. Anyway, congratulations once again to Dwayne Casey. You know, reading my 10 things. Everything's back. Weekly columns. 10 Things column, Reaction Podcast, Raptors Weekly Podcast. Thanks again to everybody that helped pitch in for coverage while I was on vacation. And yeah, we back, baby. We back. Raptors are back. We're rolling. The Celtics lost today. If you want more Celtics slander, it's in the Raptors Weekly Podcast. I did it with Blake. And, you know, shit is good right now. All right. Peace.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.